Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and I have to do this again because I lost control of the screen because he's literally copying and pasting my IP address, and I don't know if we're recording or not.
Oh, great.
Oh, we are. You know what? That's the intro of the show, boys and girls.
Oh, awesome.
You know,
he's the worst.
You know, Rich, just tell him that he's the worst, please.
He's the worst. We were supposed to have the best, but he ended up with the worst. Somebody fed him after midnight.
This is what happened. Dude, someone fed MJ Geek after midnight, and he's copying and pasting my IP address instead of hitting record.
I think he's trying
his
to
dox bring a wonky. He's trying to hack me. He's doxing me, dude.
He's trying to dox you, dude. Watch out.
he's gonna SWAT us soon.
He's guys, the show's come out.
All about professional wrestling. Tons of shenanigans on the show. This is my fun show. Where, you know, you get a lot of news on this, but you also get a lot of dick jokes. Nothing wrong with that. It's a lot of fun. How was your week, Rich?
It was good. I recovered from Comic-Con quite nicely. Comic-Con was last week. Not much of a wrestling presence there. There was Danhausen was there, Rebel was there, and I want to say Jamie Hayter was there. No, not Jamie Hayter. Deonna Purrazzo was there.
Oh, Deonna Purrazzo was there. No, but nobody else from AEW? I thought AEW would be.
There was like Ethan Page was walking around.
Was Jerry Lawler there telling you he doesn't want to do the podcast?
No, I didn't. You know, it was they increased the size of the show floor, and it was very claustrophobic. Like, you remember the pictures I sent you? I think you would have freaked out. I feel like you would have stepped into that room and miraculously gained the power of flight just so you can get yourself out of there. Like,
oh god, I saw it all. Going to Comic-Con on the train, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh yeah.
It was not the best. You know, you never get the best cosplay on the Long Island Railroad walking.
No, Javits Center
for Comic-Con. You get a lot of Harley Quinns.
There was a lot of Harley Quinns. There's a lot of John Wicks. There was like a lot of upsetting John Wicks.
And then very depressed John Wicks.
Yeah. And usually a lot of Harleys. But I like when people show up on the subway with their janky costumes. Like, awesome. I feel like that's like kind of old school, you know?
Yeah, everybody looks like a deranged vigilante.
Yeah, I like the dudes that make their outfits out of like Coors Light boxes. Like, I saw an Iron Man with like black spray painted Coors Light 12 pack boxes.
He tried, dude. He tried. What do you want?
It's perfectly fine.
Guys, tons of news, tons of stuff happening in pro wrestling. Rich, you want to start the show?
Yes. Okay. So, welcome back. We took a bit of a 2-week absence because I wasn't around last week. Andrew didn't have the heart to do the show without me, which I appreciate.
I didn't.
I told him to get Harry. So, Sunday was Extreme Rules. We got some major news coming out of the event. The Brawling Brutes beat Imperium in the Donnybrook match, which... you know what? People are saying best match of the night.
Fantastic. That was a great match. So I watched the show. I watched the show and I was very impressed by it. It was a nice, quick 3-hour show. Easy to watch. Super easy to watch. This was my favorite match on the card for sure. Brawling Brutes were fantastic. Imperium was fantastic.
Nice, hard hitting. I like the direction that they're going with them.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey won back the SmackDown Women's title from Liv Morgan. Liv passed out smiling. This leads me to believe that they're going to throw Liv Morgan into something else.
I don't know.
Which,
you know?
Yeah.
Did you like the match? Because there was a couple moments here. I didn't. It took me out of it. You know, the baseball bat spots kind of sucked. They got lost a little bit. But, we'll see what they do.
You know what? I think I've turned on Ronda Rousey.
Like, you like her now?
No, I don't. Like, oh, okay. I think this
You're soured on her.
I'm soured on her. Like, I'm not going to poo-poo on her. Obviously, she's great at what she does. But for some reason, like, this recent stuff in the last few months with her, I just it's in one ear, out the other. I don't care. In one eye, out the other eye.
In one eye, out the other. I thought it was okay. It was fine. You know, whatever.
It was fine.
It was what it was. Finn Balor, Edge. This was a nice ending. I enjoyed the ending. The crowd was out of it for this one. A lot of people, and this is fascinating to me, a ton of people messaged me saying Edge wrestles a very boring style. Okay. I've never seen it before. I mean, you know, like I would get it from Randy Orton. For years, everybody said Randy has a very boring style.
Well, right.
I enjoy Randy's style. It's a slower pace, which I'm kind of into, but I had never heard it for Edge. This was the first time that I think to a lot of viewers, it was visible that he wrestles an older style.
Yeah.
He wasn't wrestling in it. Like, it didn't bother me. Like, I'm not complaining about it, but the crowd was kind of out of it for a lot of parts of this match. You know, they did the concerto on Beth. They did a great job with this, but I found it interesting. I don't know. Do you feel that way when you watch Edge wrestle? I mean, he doesn't wrestle too often, right? But and also the chat room. I'm curious. Do you feel that his style is a little outdated now?
I thought this was my favorite match of the night, to be honest. I really enjoyed it. I like that. Yeah. They have a lot of chemistry, both of them.
It was just a little long. If they went like 8 minutes shorter, I feel like people would have enjoyed a little bit more.
See, I felt like it was a slow burn. Like, this really did for me. Like, I set time aside on Saturday night to watch the event, and I enjoyed the show. This was the highlight for me. As far as Edge's style goes, I have no problem with it. It's a very slow, older school style, yeah. Like very methodical. He's trying to protect himself, obviously. But I think folks might be burnt out with super kick, tope, 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 flip, 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 yeah. Flip. If you compare that modern, almost like PWG style to what Edge is doing, yeah, of course you're going to say he's boring. You know?
Listen, it's a classic WWE style, you know, like even like the style that Hunter wrestled, you know, it's a slower paced. You know, you build up, you build up, you build up, and then you slow down again. I'm finding it interesting generationally now. Like, it's a lot of the younger fans also that were like, I don't get it. You know, they didn't like the match. I love the ending. The last 10 minutes, you know, people picked it up the crowd got into it, and the ending made sense, you know, to build up for Rhea and Beth Phoenix. But yeah. Interesting move. Interesting ending. They got themselves out of it. So, you know, Edge didn't look bad and Finn is still getting elevated, which that's the story here.
Absolutely. And Finn, and we've said this since day one, since like his New Japan work, Finn makes such a great heel. Yeah, and they're finally letting him shine as a heel. This stuff is great. You know, the demon stuff is fine, but him as a heel.
Which one? Which stuff? Which stuff?
This stuff.
Okay. Now, what's the demon stuff?
The demon stuff is, you know, that stuff, that's fine, great, okay, but I like this. I like where this is going, you know, because it's you could tell, like, the way he's positioned and just the presence that he is the leader of something, right?
Yeah I mean, very cool. All right, what else happened on this show? Let's see. My notes froze. Here we go. Matt Riddle beat Seth Rollins in a Fight Pit match with Daniel Cormier as the referee. Daniel Cormier did not do much.
No.
I mean, like, his facials are his. I think Daniel Cormier looks like the sweetest boy on the planet, right? He has like a kind face. I very much enjoy him. I love him on commentary. When he's for UFC, I think he would be a great addition to WWE in some capacity. Very likable, but he was kind of out of place. His counting was slow. I'm sorry, his counting was very fast. Mm. So that was, I don't know if that was on purpose or he was just counting. He did slow it down. Somebody probably got in his ear. It was like, slow the F down a little bit with that, with the count.
He was doing the Mike Tyson.
He was, yeah. One, two, three, four, just counting. Yeah, the story here was what happened at the end of the match, where Matt Riddle is on the ramp. The greatest WWE signing by Triple H is the Chiron on the bottom, doing the credits screen, the false ending, the false credit, where the WWE copyright pops up, goes away, and all of a sudden, what do you see? Screen goes black, and here's Bray.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Very cool, man. Right? Very cool. Did you get chills?
I you know, I was dealing with the Mets on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it was very depressing. Like, the whole weekend sucked with them kind of collapsing, as typical New York Mets fashion, you know?
Yeah.
Have a total meltdown.
Exactly.
You made it to the wedding. You made it to prom, and then you just barf all over yourself, and your date leaves you.
You made it to prom and crashed your new Corvette.
You know what? They said they went to their girlfriend. They're like, I'm going to crash the car, babe. You don't come out of the house. I'm just going to crash the car. And they're like, crash the car. And that's what the mess
I swear to God. Janine, I swear to God.
Bray Wyatt returns. They did several rabbit teases throughout the show. White rabbit teases. Bray Wyatt back. New gimmick. Rumors of the Wyatt Six. So there's more people in this stable. What are we going to find out? We'll find out tonight on SmackDown.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, do you think they're doing like, they're going to do like a Manson family thing with him?
You know, they should have. I don't know. I don't.
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn, yeah, he's just going to, yeah, he's going to remove a rib. Do you remember he was in the Wonder Years? Do you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Marilyn Manson was in the Wonder Years, and he also removed his ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Little 90s reference there that only middle school kids in the 90s would get. I hope they do something really cool, right?
I hope so. I think because, you know, you had the original iteration, which was like a Cape Fear / Deliverance swampy thing.
Yeah.
Right. And then you had The Fiend, which was
no,
great.
No. There was three versions, right? He did three.
Yeah. Fiend.
He had the original one.
Swamp Man. And the Firefly Funhouse.
No, Fiend and Firefly. But didn't he do the Swamp Man? There were two versions of Swamp Man, weren't they? There was one that he was less swampy, right? He got less kind of like the Hawaiian shirt gimmick was first.
Right.
And then he went into whatever he did, and then he became the Fiend, right? Am I remembering this wrong?
Yeah, no, you got it. There was like an upgrade to like the original Swamp Man, you know?
Yeah.
But I want to see, he's another guy that could lead a faction. I think he's money, you know, he can print money for the company. I think he's home. It's one of those things where, you know, like, could you see this guy anywhere else?
No, I never did. I mean, right. I don't know what he could have done in AEW. By the way, we missed Gonzo left out of the notes. Bayley and Bianca, which was a fantastic match. I very much enjoyed the match. I think that was Bianca's first one-on-one ladder match. It was a typical WWE ladder match. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't the best ladder match. It was a really good. It was a good ladder match. I enjoyed it. It was fine.
Mr. Gonzo's slipping up, man. I think it's a little too much of this.
A little bit too much. You know what he does, right? He does it as a suppository.
What doesn't he do? did you like the show?
I very much liked the show. It was 3 hours, super easy to watch. It was done by 11 o'clock. It was finished, the show. 11:10, what was it? Perfect time. You know, they don't need to talk about watch hours anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
MGG quit. He just said he's done.
He's like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. It's over.
I'm out of here. He's a quitter. Nobody likes a quitter.
Nobody likes a quitter. I'm sorry. What was I saying?
I don't know. Something about pro wrestling.
Wrestling.
Watchable hours, you were saying?
Yeah, the watchable. I know. You fell asleep, and I put myself to sleep with. You know what my power is? If I was in, if this was what we do in the shadows, my power, I would be an energy vampire, but only with ratings.
You'd be a statistics vampire.
I'd be a statistics vampire. Nandor is my favorite vampire of all time now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nandor has taken the number one spot for vampirism for me, because I could be Nandor. I could be very easily.
Who's on that list?
Nandor. The Dracule in Interview with a Vampire.
Okay.
That's a great Dracule.
Interview with the Vampire.
Yes.
Not Shadow of the Vampire.
No.
Like Lestat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great vampire. Nosferatu up there. Probably like great. Two or three. Give me some more vampires.
Dracula?
Yeah, like give me like the original Dracula,
like Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi, fantastic. Yeah, always in the top five.
Christopher Lee,
okay, yeah,
great Dracula.
Yeah,
Frank Langella's Dracula was also great.
Blackula, another great Dracula.
Fantastic. All right, fantastic.
Watch that movie and tell me it's not a great movie.
Gary Oldman.
Ah.
I
want to see Jerry Seinfeld as a vampire. Can you imagine that? Very complainy. What's the deal with blood? He hates blood? Oh, he's all skeeved out by blood?
It's too much work. You have to stalk. You have to seduce.
Jerry, you got to seduce him. I think she's a succubus.
I was surprised that I didn't see more What We Do in the Shadows cosplay at Comic-Con. I thought there was going to be a lot of people dressed like everybody, especially like Nadia and Laszlo.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Wow. Nadia. All right. Sorry about that.
Don't apologize. So
I diverted. I spent, by the way, I got so stoned the other night and I told my wife, I mean, for like a good like 35 minutes on giving her scenarios that we would live forever as vampires and like who we turn into vampires with us. So like it's like, well, is it effed up? Like if like I saw Rich and I just went and I bit you and then now you're an eternal. How would that be messed up?
Would you bite me all the time.
I do bite you all the time. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Would you be upset if I did that? Like, if I turned you into an immortal, but now you're a vampire, you can never eat normal food again.
That's the only part I don't like. Yeah. I don't, like, that's cool.
Can't I take a pill? I'm not a night guy.
Yeah. I'm not a night guy, you know, so, like, being up all night would probably, like, I'd hate that. And also, I wouldn't be able to eat, like, food I like, you know, which also stinks. But I feel like that's more on the What We Do in the Shadow side of vampirism.
I'm going to go with that lore.
Okay.
You can't eat. Yeah, you can't eat normal food.
Can't eat human food.
All right, let's let's come back to wrestling.
So what's next for Bray Wyatt? Do you think there's something going on with the Wyatt Six? And also,
I don't know. I've heard that they wanted to do a stable. I know that he wanted to do a stable.
Sure.
I think Bray having a stable is great. You know, one of the rumors that came out, and I don't know if this to be true whatsoever, right? I can find out. I could see it being true. The suggestion was that, well, Aleister Black could be, I was going to say Aleister Overeem, and I think that would be even awesome. More hysterical for him to be in the Wyatt Six. Aleister would have been in it, but you know, anybody in there, you're gonna be second and third.
Right.
On that list in that stable. So I don't know how much good it does other than that initial pop. But who do you put in here? You know, do you bring Joe Gacy? Do you bring other spooky people in? Or should it just be Bray with, like, you know, doing whatever he's doing? I don't know. I don't know the answer here. Eva Marie did a teaser where she threw a Lily doll and Fox retweeted this. Threw a Lily doll in the trash and she said if I make it, I don't know about this Lily Marie thing. I know. Listen, good swerve if it's a swerve for social, you know, whatever.
So if we can do fantasy booking for like 2 minutes,
yeah,
right? And also I'm gonna cut myself off and say, guys, appreciate the super chats. If you want to super chat us, we'll address your questions at the end of the show. We're not ignoring you. We will get to them. So how cool would it be, let's say Aleister comes back.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
Bray Wyatt's running amok.
He's not coming back, though. Oh, are you just you're just playing pretend, right?
This is fantasy, right? Okay. Because, like, it's tough to book Bray, I think, parallel to, like, because Judgment Day is kind of spooky. Bray is very spooky, right? I would rather see Bray run amok, assemble his team, and then who knows if the next return is going to be Aleister Black, but back to the Coffin Rising gimmick. How cool would that be?
Oh, I love that. Dude, that Coffin Just Rising like, gimmick was boom. Great.
Like,
yeah,
popping
his theme
up.
Was great. You know, he had a great theme both. You know, that NXT theme was fantastic, and his AEW theme was great. Very much like the AEW theme.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
More than the House of Black theme. I liked his personal one.
Yes.
It tickled me.
Yeah, yeah.
Raw highlights. Monday Night Raw from Brooklyn. Very good show. I like this show a lot. A lot of stuff going on. Raw started out with Triple H telling the rest of DX to behave themselves. And they started cursing and they bleeped them out. Very DX-ish
fun.
Skit. Mm. A lot of fun. They were bleeping the holy shit chants all night, or attempting to. And, you know, like I tweeted out, I was like, you know, this was one of the reasons they were considering TV-14. This was literally one of the reasons. yeah. also, you know, hemorrhaging in ratings, that was also another reason. But Raw started out with that bit. They did a very DXy thing. The Bloodline comes out. You know, I got to tell you, man, Roman has really transcended over the last couple of years. He is, They made the guy. You know, and you got to think about how difficult it is to make this guy, right? Like, he's seen a level, right? For sure. Not even arguably.
I think.
Has he passed Cena? I don't know.
Give him another. He's still a young dude. So give him like another couple of years. He is anchoring that company in a weird way, right?
He is
the top guy. People love him. People love to hate him. And it was a slow burn for this guy. Like, he is an interesting example of that Vince-ism of, like, the writing on the wall is clear for him, and we're going to get him there some way.
Well, it
and
took 7 years. It took six, 7 years, right? When did he debut? 2013, right? They did the Shield?
Yeah.
So he comes in 2013. They elevate him immediately. By 2014, he's world champion. 2015, he's world champion.
Mm-hmm.
He's rejected by the fans till he returned back from the pandemic. So 2021 is when he really got over.
And like, truly over.
I mean, truly. Like, we're not talking, like, obviously he was over. He was a draw. Mm. We get it. Totally in agreement with that, regardless of me liking him as a babyface or not. But
right.
I would say, you know, this is the version that people wanted. Now they have it and people are happy. The big thing is going to be longevity and how long he could sustain this.
Now, how much of a kick do you get out of what's going on with the Bloodline right now?
It's so good.
The Sammy stuff is the perfect addition to everything that they're doing.
I didn't like it at first. And then I did. You know what I mean? Like, at first, the Sammy stuff was annoying to me. Then it kind of, like, now it's like, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, I do think that with Triple H having his fingers in all this stuff, I do think that this is all leading up to, like, a mega, mega Sammy babyface turn.
Has to. Or what happens? So what are they going to, turn on him? Are they going to beat, you know, who's going to rescue him? Maybe, you know, they turn on him and Kevin Owens rescues him and something, you know, they built something from there.
It works, man. You can always go back to the well with Kevin and Sammy, like, for years, you know?
Yeah. So they're still, you know, they're in Brooklyn, obviously. Crowd was hot for a lot. Big crowd, too. I mean, it was virtually a sellout. They announced a sellout, I believe. Mm-hmm. Johnny Gargano defeated Austin Theory. A lot of people are saying, you know, this is it for Austin Theory. I don't think so. You know, he was a Vince guy, but Heyman is very fond of Austin Theory, and I would imagine Hunter is also. So I don't see that this is a maybe they're going to start over with him. I don't know.
You think folks are reading too much into his losing streak?
I would say right now they are. I would say right now they are, because I think a lot of people really see him as, you know, a pivotal player in the next couple of years. Judgment Day gloated about taking out Edge and Beth Phoenix. They called out AJ Styles to join them. AJ comes out. He plays into it. He gives the hug and he kneels before he does, like, an Undertaker kneel, and he flips the hair, which was so weird.
Great hair.
I think he just wanted to do the hair flip. And he says something like, yeah, I my something about backup, but it's not going to be him. And here comes the returning Gallows and Anderson. The Good Brothers are back. And it looks like AJ and the Good Brothers are teaming up to, I guess, feud with Judgment Day now.
I really dig it. I actually got chills, you know?
You like Gallows and Anderson, yeah.
I love Gallows and Anderson. I feel like the Impact stuff was fine with them. You know what I mean? And them in Japan is always awesome. I have, like, such a fanboy theory with this stuff. Apparently, Gallows and Anderson are on, like, an extended handshake deal with New Japan at this point, right?
Yeah, but it's pretty much Gallows is going to drop that. Anderson's going to drop that title, right?
You would think so. Now, again, this is just my fanboy wrestling brain nonsense, right? And you're probably going to make me simmer down a little bit. Since AEW has signed that exclusive with Noah, right, that kind of leaves that New Japan window open, right? For the first time, I want to say in ever, or maybe since that Liger match, New Japan had retweeted the debut of Gallows and Anderson on Raw.
Oh, they did. Interesting.
Right. And Jay White also. Jay White tweeted a bunch of stuff like, way to go, Bullet Club forever. We'll never stop. Right. That kind of thing, I feel like, doesn't happen without a purpose. Right. Especially now. I do think we're going to get that under Triple H again. Maybe we'll get that real Forbidden Door. That big
I think
box
if there
office.
Was ever an option, I think if there was ever a chance of that happening, it would be now for sure.
As
way
a
more
wrestling
of a chance
fan.
Today. I don't know though, you know, like,
right.
I don't know the work relation, like with WWE and their even their remote interest to do something with them. I don't know if there is, but I would say that if there ever was a chance, it would be now.
Right. And there were those rumors that WWE was courting Jay White for some time last year.
How could you not want him, you know?
Right. And also, again, and I'm going to ask you as a wrestling fan and as Andrew Zarin from Mad Men Podcast.
Yes.
What's bigger box office for a wrestling fan than, let's say, a Roman versus Okada?
That would be a box office for a wrestling fan for sure.
That's big money right there, right? That
for
is a huge cross for wrestling fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
what would it do? You know what I mean? Like, what would that match do and where?
It would have to be in Japan.
WWE would never do that. They would want it here for sure. You know?
But again, this kind of stuff.
That match, you know what? You're right. That match, in order for that match to be this humongous sellout of like a Tokyo Dome type scenario, it would have to be in Japan. I don't think the North American interest would be, enough for like a stadium.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I would think Roman in Japan would be, you were just talking, is he as big as Cena? I do think his reach is that big where he would attract an audience into like a Tokyo Dome to fight Okada. Yeah. Right.
Interesting.
This is the kind of stuff that really does it for me. That fun speculation of like, ooh, what's going to happen?
So we'll see what happens here. I think that this is probably just, Gallus is going to drop the title and never talk about it again.
That's true. Yeah. Anderson.
Brock Lesnar returned, attacked Bobby Lashley before his U.S. title defense against Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins, this led to him winning the U.S. title from Lashley, setting up Lashley and Lesnar probably in Saudi Arabia.
Sure. Just two big dudes going at it.
This is a match that people have wanted. You could have a little fun here because there's no title on the line. You could do something interesting here with Lashley and Brock. I did hear from somebody at USA, and a lot of people were bummed that they weren't getting Bray, and they're like, "Oh, I guess we got Brock now because Bray's going to SmackDown." I'm like, dude, look at how much you got. You got Roman, dude. You got Roman. You got Barclays. Right. Your ratings were great. They did 1.8 million against football. So what are you complaining about, Matt Riddle? Yeah. Defeated Sami Zayn. The Usos didn't help because Sami said not to. Roman, Solo Sikoa, and Paul Heyman left to go to the city. They went partying.
Do you know where they went?
I don't know. DX closed the show with their 25th anniversary crotch chops and suckets.
Didn't Shawn Michaels do a little scissor?
Did he?
I think so. Because they acknowledged Billy Gunn a little bit.
Did they? What did they say? I forgot.
You have to acknowledge Billy Gunn. I think Road Dogg said something. He alluded to like, this guy's doing his own thing or whatever. We're missing one guy. It's always fun to see DX. How many of these do they have left?
Oh my God, I don't know. And you know what? I feel like they do it every couple years. Like, I was watching. I'm like, didn't we just do a DX reunion for something? Like, didn't this just happen for some event?
Is DX the new ECW?
Yes. But they do it in every territory. Yes.
Yeah.
The It was the he did the. I'm back. I'm back. No, he said it was about the. Corey Graves alluded to it. He said he's messing around with office equipment or something on commentary.
Oh, because so he's cool. Scissoring.
That's right. Yeah. Because he's
got it. Stable. Yeah, got it. Thank you.
Thanks, MG. He's back.
Thank you. He's back. He did.
We got the best MG.
He didn't drive his car into a pole. Yeah. Thank God. So, you know, that's how the show ended. I thought it was a really fun Raw.
That was a solid Raw. Again, solid like Raw. You start seeing these Triple H changes, right? Because, like, I think at the end of the day, I really have always felt like this guy just wants to make cool wrestling stuff. You know, like, look at all his runs in WWE were effing cool. And that's probably because he had a lot of hand in his own creative, right?
I don't know. A lot of people that doom period where he was champion forever and wouldn't drop it to anybody. A lot of people were upset over that.
Was that the 9-month reign where he dropped it to The Rock?
World
champion.
World champion reign. Yeah.
Okay.
He was heavier. So interesting stuff. NXT drew a really big number on Tuesday. The best viewership of 2022, 737,000 viewers. This is interesting. I'm curious what's happening. And next week, I believe, is Halloween Havoc, right? When is Halloween Havoc?
Next week, I think. Or maybe 2 weeks.
Is it? MG would know.
It's 2 weeks, yeah, because they would do it the week of Halloween, right?
Yeah. Yeah. WWE season premieres saw the introduction of new commentary teams. What? When is it?
It's today.
Okay, my bad. I thought it was... it is a 22nd, so it is next weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, MG.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. I will not. I have a christening. I'm a godfather. I have a christening to go to.
Who's?
Michelle's. Michelle's one of the twins.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always forget that she just had a baby.
Two babies.
Crazy.
WWE season premieres, new commentary teams. SmackDown gets Michael Cole and Wade Barrett.
Great.
I guess Wade is subbing in until Pat comes back.
I really want them to go with the bad news gimmick again.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
So much fun.
I got a great commentary team. You ready? Booker T. Booker T.
No.
And Booker T. And Pat McAfee. But Booker's doing color commentary, and Pat McAfee's doing play by play.
So Raw has Kevin Patrick and Corey Graves, right?
Yes.
NXT has Vic Joseph and Booker T. Let me tell you something. I am siding with the internet on this one, and I think pretty much everybody who has eyes and ears on the planet, I cannot do Booker T on commentary. I muted commentary the other day.
Listen, I'm not going to say watching NXT. I gotta listen to it. I gotta re-listen to it. I wasn't really paying attention fully when I was watching. And
you know what it is? You know what it is? This is what drives me crazy, okay? As a fan, this drives me absolutely effing bananas, and I feel like a lot of people are going to feel the same way. Jim Ross does the same thing, too. When they're not vested into something or they're just there, I do think they turn into a soundboard. You know,
they do,
it might
yes.
as well be Vic Joseph hitting like a shucky ducky quack quack button for like a half an hour.
It's WWE 2K commentary. That's what it is. That's what happens.
Exactly. These canned responses. And listen, I know you're saying it with a lot of excitement, but it just for me, for my ears,
it
falls flat. It doesn't come genuine. It also maybe I'm reading into it too much, but I feel like Booker T has that air about him where he's like, whatever this is, I was better than this.
Possibly. I'm sure.
You know, am I doing here watching these guys?
Yeah, I'm sure he's over, you know. I'm curious to see how insane he gets on commentary. That I'm looking forward to, actually.
I want to see him
malfunctioning Booker.
So nuts. Do you know who I always loved on commentary?
Who?
JBL.
JBL was great on commentary, yeah.
JBL was awesome, man. Like, you can go, we should do an episode of going down the list of, like, wrestlers on commentary.
Yeah, we should.
Or former wrestlers on commentary, you know?
Yeah. The pay-per-views are going to be called by Michael Cole and Corey Graves.
Great.
Yeah. Legado de Fantasma debuted on SmackDown last week with Zelina Vega. All right. I want to see what they could do. During a press junket for Black Adam, The Rock insinuated that he was head of the table. This is very interesting. He would deny any confirmation of a match, but said he would love to do WrestleMania pending all the variables.
That means money. Yeah. that means pay me $10 million.
He has to fucking do it. Dude, this guy he is a superhero at this point, right?
So I'm going to predict this because the reviews are starting to come in for Black Adam. And
is
I
it
guarantee
bad?
No, people are saying it's actually okay, good, like quite good,
good. Good.
I guarantee you, you're going to see a TV spot that says the reviews are in, Black Adam rocks. As like that coy little play on words.
Yeah.
Because he's The Rock. He's Dwayne The Rock.
Hey, what can you tell me the story of Black Adam? Is he a Superman?
He's a magical character that is not as strong as Superman.
But he is a type of, he is a Superman.
He is a Superman, yeah. Like, in a nutshell, go ahead.
Is he from Kryptonite, Krypton?
No, he's not from Krypton. He is like, he was cursed by like an ancient Egypt or whatever. Like the country that he's from is supposed, it's called like Kandak, like a made up country.
Okay.
And there was a whole curse involved. He's immortal. He has the opposite powers of Shazam.
The Shaq character?
No, that's Kazam.
Oh, Shazam. Shazam.
Shazam. He has the opposite powers of Shaquille O'Neal.
I thought he could like hit a home run, but he can't dunk.
So he says the magic words and he turns into like Black Adam and he's got like pointy ears and shit. And like,
what's the magic word?
Tradition. I forgot. It's like Shazam is like the Shazam stuff stands for something. It's like the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the power of Atlas. And I think Black Adam's was something else, which was like something with like Hades and like all like the bad guy gods.
Okay.
Right?
Got it.
And then at some point he was a villain, career villain. And then at some point within the last like 15 years, they kind of skewed him into like being a good guy in the comics, you know, but like he's an asshole in the comics. We are getting the introduction of the Justice Society in this, which I like, Hawkman and Atom Smasher and like all those people.
Yeah. Interesting. I didn't know much about him.
Do you want to see The Rock and Roman within the next 2 years?
Oh, yeah. I want to see it. I want to see it next year. I think you got to do it this year. I want to see it in L.A. I think it'd be fantastic. I think those two are going to be great together. You know, that's the match.
Mm.
I mean, you don't have too many of these big, big, big matches left from like past eras that you haven't done. So, I mean, this would be the match. This is a invested interest match. It makes the most sense, you know, and unfortunately, sometimes we don't get it, but I think this one we will. Friday Night SmackDown season premiere edition. The 2.24 million views. I expect the number to be higher this week. Was it the season premiere last week, or is this the season premiere this week, MG?
I thought it was this week.
It was last week. Okay. Bryan Alvarez, our very own Bryan Alvarez. Bo Dallas is set to return to WWE. All right, cool.
Wyatt Six.
Maybe. WWE cool. Files trademark for Uncle Harper and Uncle Howdy. What the fuck? What is that?
Well, the Harper thing makes sense because, you know, obviously it's the tribute, right?
But who's Uncle Harper? And who's
again,
Uncle Howdy?
Well, I think from the ever see The Exorcist, Captain Howdy was like a thing in The Exorcist.
No, I'm not a big Exorcist fan. I've
Does
seen it.
Forget?
I don't love it. Coco loves it, and anything he loves, I have to reject.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Like I can't watch it because he'll talk to me. If I let go to him, I'm like, I asked him one freaking Jason question, and now that's all he wants to talk about. And he makes me Jason masks all day long.
Those masks are actually pretty good.
They are good. Yeah, he did a good job.
But yeah, no, I get it. This is fantastic. I love that movie. Yeah. I watch that movie like 3 times a year.
AEW News. Tony Khan announced Wednesday afternoon that Renee Paquette had signed with the company. Apparently, there's some beef. Ariel Helwani lost it a little bit, and he's like, those AEW marks are going to come after me if I say this. But Tony Khan, he said that the Tony Khan interview was one of the most frustrating of his career.
Why?
You know, because Tony wouldn't answer questions. He wouldn't answer the... Listen, I found that to be bizarre, right? Like, okay.
Yeah.
There is a specific interview that you and I did, okay?
Yeah.
And it was a very frustrating interview for me.
For you?
For me.
as I thought it was a fantastic interview.
You thought it was a fantastic interview. I was very frustrated with the interview.
Because you felt like you lost control.
I felt that I lost control. And that's me as an interviewer not doing a good job. Listen, you know, we've all had those interviews. I don't think you like, if I have Tony in here, right, and I'm talking to Tony, a friend of the show. I know he's not going to talk about a legal matter that's continuing.
Right, because if we had that guy on the show, right?
I would ask him beforehand for sure. I mean, I always do not a pre-interview, but I throw X amount of things that I think may be controversial, or I ask him, is there anything off limits in this interview? Right. I've done that with every single freaking, you and I have done this how many times? Hey, is there anything that you don't want us to talk about?
Right.
And generally 99% of the time they're like, no, all good.
Yeah. So sometimes, you know, that 1%, you'll get like, can you not mention X, Y, and Z? You know, like that's perfectly fine.
You know what? And whatever. That's fine. I'm not here to get a groundbreaking. I'm not going to put you in an uncomfortable situation. I'm inviting you in. I want this to be a comfortable. I'm not interviewing Joe Biden. I'm not interviewing Trump. I'm talking about pro wrestling and I'm talking about fun stuff. You know, for Ariel to say this, you know. And there was a comparison here, and I understand his point, right? Like, but listen, he came out and said it was frustrating because Tony wouldn't give him anything, but he had Triple H on that show, and he did not ask him about Vince McMahon, and his defense to that was, why would I ask him about Vince McMahon? I don't have Vince in front of me. I got Hunter in front of me. Why would I ask him about it? Which, listen, I could understand that logic, but also it's a little like. I found it to be a little strategic. That's all.
When you're in the media, you have to be a little strategic. I will manifest that Tony interview though for this show.
I'm sure. Listen,
specifically, it's gonna happen.
When the time's right, the time's right. That's all. But
it's gonna happen.
I've never asked him to come on. I'm not opposed to him coming on. I've never asked him to come on.
It's gonna be if we do it, it's gonna be fun as hell.
I would love to do it. Yeah, of course it would be fun. But you know, like. Listen, I understand the frustration Ariel had, but I'm not, it's his right to be frustrated with an interview. There are plenty of interviews that I've done that I've been very frustrated with that I've been vocal about, that I was not happy about it. But that's on me, right? If I can't get that question out of you, if I know I can't get it out of you, I'm not going to put myself in a situation to ask you that question. But I could understand that maybe Ariel wanted an answer to that. He thought he could get it and he didn't. However, you know, He is a smart media guy. He's fantastic at what he does. I mean, I've been a listener of his show for many, many years. You know, this is probably strategic and it got people talking. And you know what? It worked in his favor.
Yeah, absolutely.
People are now talking about it and people are going to tune into the show.
Exactly. And you know what? Like that kind of thing is very interesting because the market for wrestling media has become very, very saturated over the last couple of years. And you kind of need something like that, right? Even if you're getting people to hate watch. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Even if you're getting people to hate watch, you're still making those numbers. You're still getting those clicks, you know?
Yeah. I mean, listen, Tony could have responded differently, but that's Tony's response also. You know, Tony responded the way he wanted to respond, and Ariel was upset, you know, and he didn't get the interview he wanted. So,
right.
It is what it is. I get it, man. Everybody, we've all had interviews like that. But
yeah, for sure.
I personally, you know, I see this as a little strategic and I think it's paying off for Ariel because people are now talking about the show and their wrestling fans are now crossing over to his universe, which is mostly MMA. And just interesting. I don't know. I've said enough.
I've said enough.
Yeah. Very cool though. Renee Paquette was there.
Very cool. Tony's got his complete WWE backstage roster now.
I know. Let's see. Next week, Dynamite will be on Tuesday due to MLB playoffs.
Cool.
According to the latest edition of Wrestling Observer Radio, Cole is currently recovering from a nasty concussion and has yet to be cleared to return to action. So he's been out for a while, Adam Cole.
Yeah.
And that's not great. Also, John Moxley signed a 5-year deal. After signing a new 5-year deal, Moxley says he's not going anywhere else. I mean, I guess MG's question, is he the ace of AEW? I think so at this point.
Absolutely, man. Like, he's clearly the guy you can call on.
Yeah.
You know, apparently locker room leader.
Yeah.
Guys in the back have said as much. I think that dude cares passionately in a healthy way about wrestling. And he's another guy who wants to make cool wrestling shit.
Yeah, yeah. He loves wrestling. He's not and just he, there.
And he did drop that belt to Nick Gage.
He did. He did. You want to go into Dynamite?
Let's go into Dynamite.
Yeah, we're running out of time, so let's do like a quick Dynamite. I very much like this Dynamite. Great crowd in Toronto. Very good show. People were into everything. It was a fun show.
It was a good time. It went by really quick, too. I was surprised. Like, usually by the end, I'm like, all right, it's time for bed. But I was like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Renee Paquette shows up interviewing Christian Cage, who totally was a heel in his hometown. Great, great opening. I was kind of shocked to see Renee, but I think she's a good addition. You know, like, I think she really adds to that, those backstage interviews. You know, she's just so good at her job. Luchasaurus. First, if Jungle Boy Jack Perry, I don't know where this stuff is going. And you know what? I'm starting not to care.
The Jungle Boy stuff, right?
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know why. I'm like totally out of it now.
I think Jungle Boy should be in a different storyline because this has been going on, I think, in my opinion, it's been going on for too long.
Flip-flop.
Yeah. Renee was backstage with Ethan Page and Stokely Hathaway. They informed Matt Hardy and Private Party that they have purchased the contracts of Mark Quinn and Isaiah Cassidy.
Yeah, from Andrade. So what does this mean?
I don't know, man. You know, do you have this thought too, where like AEW's been going on for 3 years, right? Like was this week or last week the third anniversary? It was last week, right?
Last week, yeah.
So on occasion, there are dudes that pop up where you're like, oh, shit, I forgot about these guys. Private Party is one of them. Private Party is one like, of them. Because like when AEW started, it was like, oh, these guys are great, blah, 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 blah. These guys are awesome. New York kids. They're like Hardy Boys, etc. And then all of a sudden, they're not on TV. You kind of forget about them. And then they showed up this week and you're like, oh, shit, those guys are cool.
Yeah.
You had TNT champion Wardlow and Ring of Honor TV champion Samoa Joe, Warjo, defeating Nick Camarado and QT Marshall with Aaron Solo. I'm a fan of this tag team.
Yeah, I like this tag team. I don't know what's going on in my notes. So sorry.
Are your notes freaking out? Is MG writing like nasty stuff to you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like frozen. I like this tag team. It's not bad. What do they do though? Do you continue?
I think so. I think it's smart to put Wardlow with Samoa Joe because Samoa Joe is clearly helping the guy out. Right?
And they both have that secondary title.
Yes.
Yeah.
Swerve beating Billy Gunn with AEW champions, the acclaimed. Billy Gunn
was over.
So the immortal Billy Gunn, man. Like this dude rocks. Like awesome. And he seems like such a sweet guy too. I'd love to have him on the show.
He was teasing his butt. He was doing a butt tease. He was doing this. He went for a crotch chop, and instead he did this. Billy lost the match. However, after the match, Mark Sterling comes out and reveals that he has the copyright for Scissor Me. And he can't use it anymore, but he is a businessman, so I'm sure this is going to lead to something.
Some kind of like stipulation match or whatever.
What a wrestling gimmick, huh?
Do you consider, but it's classic wrestling, right? Like get something so over with the crowd and then take it away, right?
Yeah.
Do you consider Billy Gunn a sexual wrestler?
Oh, is Mr. Ass Billy Gunn a sexual wrestler? Where he was a cowboy, right? He was a cowboy. Right. And then he became just like
Rockabilly.
He was Rockabilly, but we'll skip that, right? We'll skip Rockabilly. Successful gimmicks. He was a cowboy. I thought that was successful. Yeah. Then he was a degenerate for a while. And then he became a sexy butt guy, right?
Ass man. He was the ass man.
He became the ass man. He became the one.
Right. And then Chuck and Billy.
Trucking. Yeah, he is a sexy wrestler. Yeah.
Do you think he's a sex wrestler?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that,
he's
it's
a sex
like
wrestler.
His whole his a lot of his career is pointing at his ass.
Is Shawn Michaels a sexy wrestler? So
and
Shawn
now,
Michaels also.
Now the scissoring. You know, that's a good question. I don't know.
He would
the
twirl around,
that.
He would gyrate his hips, he would do like this thing.
I think
I gotta go.
Sherry. Good. Sherry Shawn Michaels, yes.
Blue Meanie. He's a sex wrestler. This move? Meanie, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Throw it in there. Friend of the show.
Friend. Has he ever done the show? He has. Once.
He twice, I think.
Twice, maybe. We got to have him on.
Yeah, we got to have him on again.
I have to tell you, one of my favorite 90s gimmicks. Blue Meanie.
Yes.
Loved Blue Dust.
We couldn't. I think you did an interview with him once, and then the second one, we couldn't get the three-way connection to work, so I dipped out of it.
Yes.
I was like, all right, just do it, you know?
Yeah.
MJF sends Stokely away for getting involved in his business without being asked. MJF said the crowd and most of the locker room want him dead. He's got no choice but to be the bad guy. Great promo. You know, the guy always delivers. Not my favorite MJF promo.
It was a standard MJF promo.
Yeah. This next bit, though, effing popped me big time.
Okay. Go into it.
So you had a Jon Moxley, Adam Page promo exchange ahead of next week's match. This, I arguably, was the best promo, I think, that Adam Page has ever cut. Like, how do you feel about that?
He was really, really good. I thought it was a really good Page promo. I liked that he was like, I'm not a kid, right? Because he called him a kid.
Yeah.
I like the, like, how he wanted the mic and, like, he thought about it and then he handed him the mic. I just think that they did a decent job with this. Very good. They made it matter.
They made it matter. Very fiery, passionate promo from Hangman. And that's what you want, right? That's, like, the spark that everybody saw in this guy before he was AEW champ. And I feel like he is due for another title run.
Well, but here's the thing, right? What do you do next week now, right? Does he lose again?
I say interference next week.
Oh, man.
Because he did reference the Elite, you know? And I like his references of saying, like, you know, it seems like all my friends are dropping like flies. There's nobody here anymore.
Dropping That's like not, fries.
They're dropping like delicious French fries. There's, let me tell you.
You know what, though? You know what would be great? He loses, and at the end, the Elite come out, and they do that big reunion. You know, they get back together. Him, Hangman, you know, Hangman, Kenny, and the Bucks.
Right.
They do this big hug, and they get back together.
I do
Setting
think
up for Adam Page.
Yes.
Being left, Adam Cole being left out later down the road, right?
I think there's going to be shenanigans in next week's match, absolutely. And I do think it's going to be one of those things where, for all intents and purposes, Hangman will have Moxley's number, and then there's going to be like a screw finish.
Hmm. All right.
Kingston comes out. Kingston comes out.
Do you think they come back? I mean, I would love for the Elite to come back, but I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, is it a 90-day?
Nobody knows. Nobody really knows.
Interesting.
Like, everybody hears stuff, but nobody really knows. I can tell you that because this is like real life legal stuff. So,
well, there's real life legal stuff, and there's also like the real life plus kayfabe stuff. You know, where it's like,
Rich, just like for like a second though, can you imagine this is how it ends for the Bucks and Kenny and AEW?
Oh my god!
How they end up going to WWE, right? Like at the end of the day, like this was it. All of them, all the founders went. They left.
Wild stuff, right?
Wild stuff. Wild stuff.
Like, imagine. Again, this is fanboy speculation, but again, it makes me tingle, which would be hysterical if, like, you're getting Gallows and Anderson and AJ, right? Versus the Judgment Day. Yeah, what if these dudes get fired and now you have the Elite show up and it's completely bonkers. Nutty wrestling shit forever. And then Okada.
So we got that. Let's see. Chris Jericho and Matt with 2.0 defeated Brian Danielson.
Dude, what a match.
To retain the Ring of Honor world title. Daniel Garcia came out and supposedly stop Jericho from using the belt, but went the other way.
Great, great match, dude.
Jericho,
what a match.
Danielson was getting booed, and he was loving it.
Oh, yeah.
So where do you go from here? Yeah. I guess you'll have another one. You'll set up another match.
Yeah, listen, Daniel Bryan has lost every match he's been in.
I know.
Right?
He loses, like, constantly now.
Bryan Danielson. Yeah, dude, like, I think it's fine, and he doesn't need to win. He does not need to win.
See,
and
I want him to win. I want to see him win.
When they pull the trigger on it, it's going to be nuts, you know? And there's so many moving parts in AEW at this point, and the Ring of Honor stuff is still up in the air. Yeah. So it's very interesting.
AEW Interim Women's Champion Toni Storm and Shida defeated Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker. We had that match. And Orin, the main event. Pac, the All Atlantic Champion, versus Orange Cassidy for the title. Orange Cassidy defeated Pac to win the All Atlantic title. This was Cassidy's 8th attempt at a title. Very good match.
Fun match.
Fun match.
Interesting way to close out the show, too.
Should this have closed it, or should the Jericho match have closed it?
I feel like the crowd was so hot that it maybe
they had to
it didn't
go home
matter.
Happy.
Yeah, maybe it also didn't matter what the main event was going to be. You know what I mean?
AEW Dynamite next week, Tuesday, on the 18th, 4 days from now. AEW World Champion Jon Moxley defends against Hangman Page. AEW Interim World Champion, AEW Women's Interim World Champion, Toni Storm defends against Shida. We hear from MJF, Renee Paquette interview with Danielson and Wheeler Yuta.
Yuta.
Some miscellaneous. Yuta. Yoda. Wheeler Yoda. I want that to be his gimmick. He just comes out and green everything. Tokyo Sports, talk about this, Rich.
Tokyo Sports reporting this morning that former New Japan wrestler Katsuya Kitamura has died, 36 years old, man.
You were a fan of
Unknown.
Kitamura.
Oh, big dude, man.
Yeah,
that guy,
big dude.
Great.
Had a
former
great
bodybuilder. Yeah. Really nuts, man. Like, it's unfortunate. So, you know, rest
young,
in peace.
Young guy. Yeah. He was, you know, he was very impressive. His size was something you really did not see in Japan.
Right.
Big time bodybuilder. He had a bad injury. He came back. He did some MMA after that, and then that was it. Really nothing beyond. I don't have any other news beyond that. Sad story.
Yeah, very sad.
Yeah.
New Japan Rumble on 44th Street will feature Okada and Eddie Kingston versus Jay White and Juice Robinson. I have not gotten tickets to this.
I haven't either.
I can't do the 27th. The 28th is up in the air. Like, I feel like timing-wise, man, tough.
Tough. I know, me too. Very difficult for me. And it's like 5 blocks away from my office, so.
I know. Is this going to be, are they going to stream this on the New Japan?
I don't know.
Site?
I should ask. I should look into that. I haven't even looked into it. New Japan Pro Wrestling has announced details for a tournament that'll crown the first New Japan World Television Champion. Another title there. Each match will be 15-minute time limits. All right, I'm cool with that. If a match reaches the limit, a coin will be flipped to decide the winner. Stupid.
Why not?
The finals will take place at Wrestle Kingdom 17.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Q&A time, boys and girls.
All right, guys. If you want your questions answered first, remember, you can always super chat us any amount. We appreciate it. And we do have a lot of questions here and some
real
super
quick,
chats.
Rich,
Before you continue. Yeah.
The Rumble on 44th Street is going to be broadcast on Fight TV.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay, cool. Maybe we'll watch it that way. It's, you know, it's like those 2 days effing suck for me, timing wise. But I'd love to go to that show.
Yeah, me too. Busy time of the year.
Yeah. This is from Michael Redden. Thanks, Mike. Can you tell TK to add Battle of the Belts to the Rampage TV listing? My DVR did not record it while I was watching the Mets get their teeth kicked in.
Yeah, that's, I would say that's more the networks not setting it up properly.
Yeah.
I got that. That sucks. I thought that would happen, too. All right. I can't take these off the screen, so you got to do it. Yeah, there you go.
So I'm going to just, like, I think it'll just replace it.
Okay, cool.
1999 from Joel Wood. Two questions. Thanks, Joel. Number one, do you expect Sasha and Naomi to return this year? And number two, do you think with WWE allowing Carl Anderson to work the New Japan show, it could open up a working relationship in the future? I would hope so.
I think it is out of just respect to New Japan to allow him to drop the title. I think they really wanted to get the Gallows and Anderson thing done for the Brooklyn show, so they kind of, they didn't want to wait until he drops the title. So it doesn't really matter. I think it's better for New Japan that a WWE guy is now going to wrestle on their show with a title, because people are going to want to tune in to see what happens, to see him drop it or whatever. New Japan benefits from it, not so much WWE, but maybe this is another, you know, you never know what it could lead to. That's the thing. And I think now, being in this post-Vince era of WWE, it's more, anything is possible, because you have different leadership with different ideas, and you can't really predict. I mean, to a little bit you can, because you know how Hunter thinks, but you really can't predict now, because we haven't seen Hunter in this role for, you know, 20 years like we did with Vince, or 30, 40 years with Vince, that we now, you know, you could predict exactly how Vince would structure everything. So I'm hoping it opens up. I think it's good for wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. What about the Sasha and Naomi?
I don't know. It's a weird situation, right? Maybe Rumble.
Maybe Rumble. Sasha's doing her own thing now. If you follow her on social, she's doing fashion shows. She's doing like all kinds of stuff completely unrelated to WWE. Mm. This is from Matthew Makovsky. World Series predictions?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you, man, the Braves look really good. The Dodgers look really good.
I'm leaning towards the Dodgers, but since the Mets are out, I'll go Yankees.
You know what? I'm going to do a bold prediction. I'm going to go with Atlanta.
You going Braves?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Braves.
I'm going to go Dodgers or Yankees to win the World Series.
Listen, man, it'd be great if the Yankees got it.
All right. Let's see what else we got here. There's $5 from Connor Augenstein.
Hey, Connor. Thank you.
Any word on Adam Cole's status, especially after Meltzer's report?
Concussed. Bad concussion. He's not cleared.
I think they're taking their time with this one and not letting the news leak out, which is good. They're playing it close to the chest, you know?
Yeah. But he has been out for a while.
Yeah, but again, it's one of those things where that's a bloated roster. Let the guy heal up, right? They're not forcing him to come back ahead of time. It's not a 300-day schedule like WWE.
Yeah.
Used to be, at least, right? Let's see what we got here. This is from the Kingsman. Any update on the new championship belts and when they'll be used on TV?
I know that they are designing new belts. The only one I was really told about was tag titles. I would imagine they would. Is it time to change the world title? Yeah, I think so, because that title's been around years now. So, you know, that universal title sucks. I don't know how fond of that title, you know, Hunter is, but I know many people within that company find it to be a stupid name, and they always felt that it should be a different title. I don't know. I don't know when they would do it, because remember, with the big gold belt, when they went to the, like, that scratched logo, that belt was designed for months. Like, they had that design for months. Remember what, I think West Coast Customs did it, or like one of those, like, chopper, these choppers. Not this chopper. This chopper. Not this chopper. Didn't they do it? They like came up with like the plating or whatever. So like that was months in advance. So I don't know what they're gonna do, but I would say that the tag titles will be going to a totally new design. They would have to. That stupid copper, penny, nickel, dime crap sucks. So,
I'm very, I think,
those tag titles. I hate those tag titles.
I think we're being trolled at this point with the tag titles.
Yeah.
You know, like WWE is totally trolling everybody. Like, yeah, we're never going to change these ugly things.
It was Orange County Choppers. It was Adam Y in the chat. Absolutely right. Okay. That is what it was. Yeah.
This is from Kermac. Thanks,
Carmack.
Carmack. If I'm Triple H, I say F it and have Sammy beat Roman eventually, book Sammy as a mole in the bloodline, and Sammy would be over like Daniel Bryan.
A mole, like a mole in the bloodline. Oh, God, that's a pretty cool. That's pretty. You know what? I can see Sammy being a mole.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I do think he is starting to get organically over like Daniel Bryan did. Like yeah. The crowd just loves seeing the guy. And also, like, he seems like he's a very lovable dude, you know?
Well, if you ask people, he has this ability to annoy you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the CM Punk thing? Says about Sammy. Right. He loves Sammy, but Sammy has this unbelievable ability to get under your mm-hmm. skin. Good for him.
This is from Colonel Stutters on Twitch. It was rumored that AEW and WWE tried to strike a deal to get Billy Gunn at the DX reunion, but talks fell through when AEW wanted a WWE talent to appear on AEW. Who do you think AEW asked for?
I have no idea.
If that's even true.
If that's even true.
Well, who would you ask for? We'll send you Billy. Send
Cody.
Give us Sammy.
Who you send? No, but who do you send? You know, it has to make sense. What would you send them for? Maybe, you know what? Maybe Roddy. Maybe they want Roderick Strong to show. I don't know.
You know, Cody would have been a good idea.
Cody would have been. I don't know what kind of terms they're on. Maybe not on great terms, but I do not see the... What?
Oh,
who?
My God. Where'd this guy come from?
Where'd this guy?
Charlotte. Have her show up with Andrade.
Andrade suspended.
Well.
That's not going to work.
Talks fell through, Andrew.
Talks did fall through. I don't know. I don't think WWE would have ever sent anybody there.
They would have sent... what's his name? Not Luther. Gunther.
Gunther.
Give us Gunther.
I don't know. I think Billy... Who knows? I don't think they WWE would have sent the talent. I don't think AEW. I don't know. Maybe AEW did ask. I don't think they did, but we'll find out. I'll ask. I'll ask somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. This is from Joel. Ray versus Dom at Survivor Series or hold till WrestleMania?
Maybe Royal Rumble.
Okay.
But that is a WrestleMania match for sure.
Here's another one from Joel with the super chat. Thanks, Joel. How do you book Theory cashing in, or does he drop the case? Who takes it? I do not see him taking it from Roman or Cody. Go Yankees.
I think that's a great question. I have no idea. I do think that they're going to have to do something with the briefcase because his stock is dropping. Purposely. They're trying to redo it. So I don't know if he cashes in and he does something wonky and it fails, or he loses the briefcase to somebody. They could go that route also.
You know what? I got one for you.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Theory tries to cash in on Roman, right? He runs into the ring with the briefcase.
Uh-huh.
Right? Sammy sees it, cuts him off with like a giant clothesline, right?
Okay.
Austin Theory's on the mat. Crowd's going crazy. Sammy looks at the briefcase and picks it up. And that's it. And then you get the tease
a little
the transfer of like, oh, maybe what if I had this, you know?
I like that. I like that, actually.
Was Sammy ever a briefcase man?
No, he was never a briefcase man. Never.
I think that would be a lot of fun. Let's see. Large 23, have you guys seen any Tales of the Territories episodes? Not yet.
I saw the first one. It was good. It was fine. He tried to rake my eyes. Tried to kill me. Jerry telling stories about poking people in the eye. Love it.
Here's an interesting comment here. This is from Felsey Jr. Carl Anderson's previous meltdown on WWE and then resigning has many calling him a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I think that speaks more to maybe not ripping a former employer to shreds because you never know.
I mean, listen. Money talks. New management. You go back. I don't look at anybody for being a hypocrite for making a career decision. I I don't get that mentality. Bitch all you want. Who cares? It's your choice. He obviously had many reasons. That Saudi flight did not help.
Oh, my God.
Signing a contract and then getting fired after signing that contract during the pandemic doesn't really help either. You know, so there's this. There's valid reasons why he was upset, but there's also valid reasons why he should go back. He did his thing outside, and he didn't. The grass was not greener, so he went back, and he went back to a better place than it was when he was there.
Those post WWE interviews were very fascinating and very interesting, but I don't think they were talking as much shit as people thought. You know what I mean? They did say like the management sucked and the hierarchy sucked, but then you know when they back up a truck full of money and say, "Hey, you want to take care of your family, you have to make that decision." But also comparatively, there are, and you remember this, Andrew, there are a million shoot videos from Billy Gunn,
everybody,
and Road Dogg
burying the whole company,
burying Triple H, burying Vince, burying the whole company, like really nasty, nasty stuff, you know. And look, those guys got brought back in beloved roles at some point. Road Dogg's been fired a million times. The guy always comes back, you know.
But it's a small industry. There's only a couple places you could go to work to make money, and it's actually two places. Mostly,
And it's all business, you know, like you have to look at it like that and like, I guess, not hold a grudge. You know, you're paid to lose and win. And when somebody tells you you're paid to lose and win. Right. When somebody tells you to lose or win, that's what you do. I don't think there's any room for those kind of grudges anymore in wrestling. Right.
I don't know. I think to some people it's still there. Very much so. I think it's still there.
Let's see what we got here. This is from Manny. Any update on Eva Marie as she posted that video with no clear indication?
I don't know. Maybe she'll show up and do something. I don't know. I have no idea. She went. Remember, we broke that story that she was going back, and she went back, and then they canned her. She went back for a couple of weeks.
She was back for like a day.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Send in a couple more questions. We're going to do a couple more, and then we're going to get out of here.
Yeah, I actually two more questions, and I got to get out.
In the meantime, this is from Shrikanth, non-wrestling related. Just curious to know your opinion on RRR, an Indian movie streaming on Netflix. It's being talked so highly in film circles. Have you guys seen it? Not yet. It's on my queue.
I didn't even know that there was a movie.
Yeah, shit looks bananas.
I didn't even know there are movies. What's a movie?
What's a movie? This is
I
got to
check
Trey.
It out. You know what? I'll check it out this weekend.
It's on my to-do list on Netflix. I'm so backed up with shit to watch. This is from Trey Adkins. Thoughts on if WWE is going to resign WWE 2K to another exclusive deal next year or have another company make WWE games than just 2K?
Thoughts on if WWE is going to resign? Great question. I think they're gonna stay there. They have a new development team, so I think they're very intertwined with 2K right now. So I don't see them going.
Yeah,
where would they go? EA? Who else would develop their games?
Yeah, like that's tough because it's a big. Those games are so big at this point. You know, it's very expansive. I haven't heard good things or bad things from the last one, and I don't think that's a good sign, to be honest, like as a gamer. Yeah. Like nobody's been like, yo, bro, you got to check this shit out. And I've not heard the opposite. You know, I think it's just like they've been cranking out like same old for years.
Yeah.
This is from, hang on one second here. This is a great, great question to end the show. This is from Randy Orton.
Oh, the Randy.
Friend of the show, Randy.
Friend of the show,
Orton.
Slithery skin.
Very snake-like.
Very snake-like.
Who's both of your favorite male wrestlers in WWE currently? Easy question. Yeah, it's Randy Orton.
Yeah, that's an easy question. Of course it's Randy. In WWE right now, male Roman.
Yeah.
And
you're going to say Sheamus.
No. Favorite wrestler in the main roster.
I'm going to go Roman and Finn.
Yeah, Sammy's great. Roman is great. I don't have a guy I tune in for every week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You just like, tune in for the overall product.
I tune in for the overall. I don't have like one, but like Roman for sure. You know what? I'll go with Riddle. I like what they did with him. Rollins. I'll go with Rollins.
Okay. Very entertaining.
Very much so. How about you?
Roman and Finn.
Roman Finn, okay.
And obviously Randy Orton, friend of the show, Randy Orton.
or friend of the show, Randy Orton. Let's do one more and we're done.
Let's see. We need to load this up. I'm waiting for that one amazing question, guys. Like, give us like that barn burner of a question so we can get out of here. That would make us both very happy. Oh, there we go.
All right.
This is from Joel. Any updates on AEW Fight Forever? Both CM Punk and Kenny are on the cover.
Yes, they are. Yeah, yeah, that's a little bit of a problem.
It's kind of funny, too, that the irony that it's called Fight Forever and it's CM Punk and Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know, man. I think I feel like they're still on track to release it at the end of the year. And by that time, the suspension nonsense should be over and the investigation should be over. Right.
Yeah. I would imagine it would be over by then. But I don't know. We don't know. I have no clue. I don't think a lot of people do.
Here's a good one from Merman. I should turn to be.
Great name.
Great avatar.
Great avatar.
Guy's looking this way, this guy's looking that way.
What do you want from him? Look at his hair. What do you want from him? One dog's looking this way, with the other one's looking that way.
Could you see Omega coming back without the Bucks?
Yes, I could see that happening.
Yeah, 100%. Him and Don Callis.
I mean, Omega really was not involved in. I mean, he was just unfortunately for him, he was a predicament of being in the wrong place.
He saved that dog, though.
He saved that dog.
And he got bit for it.
And he got bit, but not by the dog.
No, not
he
by
got
the
bit
dog.
By a human. Yeah, which
the
is
all the bitey part. One.
The all bitey one. He's steel. All right. That's it for today. I got to go. I got to go to work. Goodbye, everybody. Love you all. Take care.